Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Gimel. We are up to Sif Chaf Hei, the second to last line on page 184. The Mechaber says in Sif Chaf Hei, Osir li'isha she'tavir b'shabes sorak al poneha. It is also for a woman to put on any kind of makeup on her face, mishum tzoveya, because of coloring. And for that reason, it's also asur for her to put on eye makeup on Shabbos. And for that same reason, it's asur for her to shmir on her face dough. Because when she removes the dough, it reddens her flesh. So all these different types of makeups or different things a woman does to her face are asur because of tzoveya. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavei, Sarak hutseva adom. This is a red coloring. Ubetosefta isa, the Tosefta brings down. Shalot tekanach paneha bebeged sheyesh bo sarak. She also can't wipe her face with a garment that has this makeup on it. Umashma afal gav de lo miskavenes letzvia. It's mashma that it is forbidden, even if her kavana is not for the dying. Still, psikreshahu. Since it's for sure going to happen, it's a psikresha, it is usr. Vitama dover. The reason for the isr is, since that is the normal way of an isha to beautify herself through coloring her face, milchsi shapri kitzoveya, it appears very much like dying. Aval ish she'ein darko b'kach lo miki tzoveya, but for a man where it's not the normal way to do it, that would not be called tzoveya. K'mo shekosav sov simin shin chof demutr le'echo tusim u'shar peros hatzovim. Like we're going to see later on in Siman Shin Chof, that one is allowed to eat berries and other fruit that causes coloring. Even though your face and your hands are going to get colored at the time of eating, but since that's not the normal way to do it, it's going to be mutter, and therefore, for a man, it's not going to be tzoveya by this makeup as well. And still, even this putting on the makeup on the face of an isha wouldn't be an isha daraisa of tzoveya, it would only be the rabbanan. De ein tzviya midaraisa al or ha'odam. There is no coloring midaraisa on the flesh, on the skin of a person, because it is not lasting. Va'ayim bebir alocha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is a katan pei. For this reason of tzoveya, she can't put on makeup, eye makeup, l'kachol, einehem. They can't be putting on the eye makeup on their eyes. We said they also can't be putting the dough on their face, because by removing it, the flesh becomes more red. Sivkatan pei aleph. V'yesha nohagin dvar iser. There are those who are knowing to do a dvar iser. Lahachlik saroseyem b'chelev muhutach u'mu'ura b'mine b'samim. They smoothen out their hairs with fat that was melted down and mixed with different spices. Shekorim b'shonenu pumado. And says the Chavos Chaim, I'm concerned that they're over in Issa Daraisa. It seems that this would be an Issa of smoothing out of Mimareach. And it is appropriate for one to warn his household members about this. I'd like to point out a couple of important notes over here. Number one, note number 49 discusses nail polish. Velosim laka al tziporneim, to place nail polish on the fingernails. Although the makeup on the flesh, we said, would only be the Rabbonim, Shlomo Zalman says that makeup on the nails would be a concern of an Issa D'Oraisa of Tzaveya. Kevan Shirigila Mekach, number one, it's normal way for them to do it. V'udover Sha'omei Lazman, it also stays there for a nice amount of time. V'haisa Ma'adifa Shetishar Halaka Kayemes Tamid, and a woman would be happy for the nail polish to remain there always. The af balaka shakufa, even if it is a see-through nail polish, it's not colored. Daito sheyesh iser tzaveya, Shlomo Zalman is also still of the opinion that it would be an iser tzaveya. Kevan shemavrika umadgisha tzeva siporin, since it brings out nicer the color of the actual nail. V'doma hadavr l'mashakasav v'mishabur l'kamon, sha'asar l'mshoch na'alayim b'shemen kishe kavanoso l'hashchirin al yidei kachta. You can't smear oil on your shoes when your kavana is to blacken them, you're just making them more of the same color, that's going to be an iser. Besides the iser of ma'abe, that's an iser tzaveya, so we see that putting on the see-through nail polish, it brings out the color of the nail underneath it, would also be iser. That is nail polish, Shlomo Zalman Erbach. Let's look at note number 51. Ulagabe nesinas afkas pudra. In terms of putting on cosmetic powder alaponim, for an isha to put on cosmetic powder on her face, Shlomo Zalman writes, Shim avka yeveshahi, if it's a dry powder, kevan shenena nidbekes laponim, since it does not really stick to the face, ve'enu miskayemes manrav, it does not last a long time, ein zenershav tzaveya umutter. That's not called tzaveya, and it's mutter. Beinim hi levona, beinim yesh batzeva, whether it is a white powder or it is a colored powder. Ach lemaisa, however, when it comes to lemaisa, Rav Moshe writes, sheyesh lehizor milaseis afkos ke'elu, one should be careful not to use these powders. Va'afilu kesheim bitzeva lovon, even if they are a white coloring. Kevan shebederach klal rov ha'afkos ha'nimkoros letamruke noshem nasos al basis shoni. Because most of these powder, although they seem to be dry, there is a base that is from oil. V'yesh mehen shem miskaimos lezman, and some of them will stay on for some time. U'memelo yesh beruban chshash tzoveya. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, most powders do have a chshash tzoveya. V'ein lahatir elo be'afkos shanisayon moresh she'ena miskaimos. And you should only be matir with the powders that you have tested and you see that they do not last. Kigon biavka hanikres talc, like talc powder. Hanasis belish shamnunis, it's made without any oil. The enem is kayemis and it does not last. V'chein das hagon of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, sheyesh l'hokel ba'avka she'ena nidbek es klal, that you can be lenient by a powder that does not stick at all. Me'idach, on the other hand, das hagon of Shomaz Amin Arbach, she'osr loses afkas podra afilu k'she'ena nidbek es heitav. He says, even if it will not stick on well, it is still usher to put on cosmetic powder on Shabbos. Shekevan shekol kavanos l'tzviya, since the whole intention of the woman is for tzviya, afilu l'zman mu'at, even for a short amount of time, minayin lonu l'hatir, how could we matir this powder, says Shlomo Zalman. Ubeprat sheladas kamer rishonim usher me'atorah lasas melachos b'Shabbos afka she'ena miskaimos l'tamid. Specifically, since there are some rishonim that hold that even if it's not long-lasting, there still could be in Isser Malacha on Shabbos Doraisa with this. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Chavav. We're on the top line of page Tzadi Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, also likloa ha'isha sara b'Shabbos. A woman is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos. V'lo lahatir kliyasa, she also can't take out a braid. Ava yichola lachlok sa'ara, but she is allowed to split and part her hair. The Ramah says, V'yesh osrim lachlok sa'ara. Some asr to part her hair. Dahenu lasos ha'shaitel. That's not our shaitel, that's just parting the hair. V'chein nogu lasar lasos ayudei keli. And that is the minhag to asr, splitting the hair using a vessel. Aval be'etzba ba'almo nogu lahokil. But to use a finger to split your hair, the minhag is to be lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Pei Beis, it is aser for a woman to braid her hair on Shabbos midrabbanan mishum d'dami labinyan. It's an issur d'rabbanan because it is similar to building. In the brackets he writes, uke d'darshinan al ha-posek v'ivin Hashem Elokim as ha-tzela. And when the pasuk says in Bereishis that Hashem built the tzela, melamit shekilo ha-kodesh baruch hu l'chava v'hiviya el Adam. It teaches us that Hashem braided the hair of Chava and brought her to Adam. V'shekein Bikrache Hayom Koren Lakal Aisa Binyasa. In the overseas, they call Kal Aisa Binyasa. So we see a braid is called a binyan. Therefore, it is Asa Midirabana because of binyan. Aval HaKoleya Nimin Betolush. But one who braids hairs that are detached, Chayiv Mishum Oreg. Then the Chayiv is because of weaving, Kemosh Kasav Raman, like the Raman writes. V'hocha b'seyar lo choshev ariga. Here, when it comes to hair that's attached to the head, it's not called ariga, it's not called weaving. Mishum dehu mechubeh b'rosho, because it's attached to her head. V'yoda, and furthermore, de'ein sofa l'hiskayim, it is not going to be long-lasting. Sh'omedes l'stira, because any braid that is made in an isha's hair is omed to be taken apart at some point. V'hinei kolzeb mechubeh, all this is talking about braiding the hair when it's still attached to the isha. Va'akolas sa'ar pe'anochris. But one who is going to make a braid in a pe'anochris, in a shetol, shekoin paruk, after ein bazem mishum bone, even though there would be no isra bone, it's not attached to the head, osr al koponim mishum oreg, that would be in fact osr because of weaving. Da'af im neima de'ein sofa l'skayim, even if we say it's not going to be lasting there long term, she's going to take it out, al koponim midirabonim mia osr, still it would be osr midirabonim. But it's not kedai to protest against them if they're doing it in a situation where we know they will not listen. Not only can an isha not make a braid in her hair, she can't take out a braid in her hair. The same way making the braid is similar to binyan, the rabbanon, taking out the braid would be similar to soser, to destroying. Sivkatan Pedala, the Ramah said, Viesh Osrum Lachlok Sa'ara. Some say that it is Asr to part her hair. Mishum Chashash Tlisha, because there is a concern that hair is going to come out. Vahadeya Rishona de Mekeles Svirla, and the first opinion that said that she can part her hair. They hold Kavan de Ena Miskavenes Lazes, since that's not her Kavana to take out any hair. Velapsik Reshu, and it's not for sure going to happen, therefore they hold it as Mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivchav Zayin. Usr listrok b'masrik b'Shabbos. It is usr for one to comb his hair with a comb on Shabbos. Va'afilu oso sha'osim misa'ar chazir. Even those combs that are made from the hairs of pigs. She'yevsha shalo ye'okru sa'oros. Is impossible that if one is combing his hair, even with those combs, that he will not uproot some of the hairs. The Ramah says, Ava mutter lochof u'lefasfeis b'yad. But you are allowed to rub and separate your hair with your hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pehei, Aser Listrok, it is Aser to comb one's hair, Mishum Tlishas Sa'ar Haguf. The concern is that you're going to pull out hair that's attached to the body. Tahave Tolata de Gozes, that is a Tolda of Gozes of shearing. Sev Katan Pei Vav, Shi'i Esher, it's impossible for not to happen. V'alkein, and therefore, Af Im Eino Mechave L'Tlishas Aser Gam Kein Aser. Even if that's not your Kavana, you're not trying to pull out the hair, it's still going to be Aser. Tahave Psikresha, that's a Psikresha. It's for sure going to happen, and it is Aser. Ubagemara Isa, the Kol Asarek, the Gemara says that anyone who is combing their hair, Lahashir Nimin Hamiduldolin Miskavin, his intention is to get rid of the hairs that are dangling. What does that mean, hairs that are dangling? So in the brackets he writes, Hainu Shenitlashuk Tzas, that they are torn out a little bit, Vadayin Lo Nekru Lugamri, but they're not fully pulled out. And therefore the Gemara says that when one is combing his hair, in general the Kavana is to pull out those hairs. Kidei lahafrid heitev sarosav, in order to separate well his hairs. V'nafkamina mizeh, the nafkamina for this is going to be da'afilu b'masrik rach, even if it's going to be a soft comb. Kigon barsht raka, which is a mivreshes raka, soft brush. She'enu psik resha, where it's not a psik resha that's going to pull out hairs, gam kein aser, it's still going to be aser. In lo ba'ofen she'en mechavin lahashir hanimin hanal. Unless you're using the soft brush and your kavana is not to pull out these hairs at all. Kasa b'sefer Yeshua Yaakov, ra'isi anoshim mekilim lisar goshim b'shabbos. I have found people that are lenient to be combing their hairs on Shabbos. V'kim'at nasa adover keheter eslam. And it basically to them has become like it's mutter. V'oy lo einayim shekach ro'os. Woe to the eyes who have seen this. Lavur bishat nefesh lechalol Shabbos biyadayim, that without caring they're just going ahead and biyadayim being mechalol Shabbos. Umeharoi lochol chacham v'iru lahazir ozeh. It's befitting for every chacham in the city to warn people about this. Ulai yishmu v'yichu musr. Maybe they will listen and they will accept the musr. Ad kan dvarav. Till here are the words of the Yeshua's Yaakov. Umashim ishivin, and that which they respond shemuchrach lesakein sarosav, that they need to fix up their hairs, kadesh lo yizgane b'fnei chaveros, so they shouldn't be disgraced in front of their friends. Halo yochol asas boven a heter. You could do it in a way that's mutter. Kanalak, we just mentioned before, a soft brush, your kavana is not to pull out the hairs, that would be mutter. Vigam kiddul akamevis of katan peizayin, like we'll see shortly in the next of katan of Mishabura. Umbavad kozem, besides all this, halo yochol locho fulafasve sarosa biyad. We saw in the Ramah, one is allowed to be rubbing and separating her hairs with her hand. V'lama yavur iser chomer kazeh biyadayim. Why should someone be over an iser that is so strict like this with their own hands? Sivkotam peizayin shelo ye'akru sa'aros. We said the reason why the combing is usher, it's impossible not to uproot hairs. U'mikomoko mutter lasakein ma'at es se'ar harosh b'kli ha'asui mis'ar chazir. However, although you can't be combing your hair, you are allowed to fix up a little bit the hairs on your head with a brush made out of hairs of a pig. The dafka listrok aser bo. Dafka to be combing with such a comb is going to be aser. The mashir seyer, that's what takes out the hair. Avalasake mat shari, just to fix it up a little bit to make it look nicer, that's mutter. And that's what the Mishaburu was referencing before, that they have a mutter way to do it. This is an additional way that it's mutter to be misakein ma'at esar harosh. Just fix it up a little bit, but not actually to comb it. Ubemastrik Asr Apazep, but if you're going to be even just fixing it up and you're using a regular comb, that would be Asr as well. Venogu Sheyia HaKli HaAsri Mis'ar Chazir Miyuchal Shabbos. And the minug is to make the kli that's made out of the chazir hair that it should be designated specifically for Shabbos use. Kedei Shelo Yeh Mirsi Ku'uvdin Dechol, so it shouldn't look like you're doing a weekday activity. The Rama ended the sif and said, and the simon, by saying you are allowed to rub and separate your hair with your hands. Hainu sifkadam peches, hainu shemavdil biyodav sarosav zomizo. You're separating with your hands the hairs from each other. Ube Rambam isa the Rambam brings down chofef al saoro biyodo. One can rub his hair with his hands. V'chochech bitzipardav, and he can scratch with his fingernails. V'afim nofal seir ayidei zeinu choshesh. Even if the hair falls out through this, it's not a concern. Sherei ein kavanoso lahashir. His intention was not to pull out a hair. V'efsher shalo yashir, and it was possible that it wasn't going to come out, and therefore it was not a psikresha. V'ayin lekabo mesimin shin chavav siftes v'yud v'mishabur hasham. One should not be rubbing his hair with something that will for sure be pulling out hairs. That concludes Simen Shin Gimel. Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll begin the new Simen, Simen Dalet Shin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.